In this bulletin, up to 10,000 people allowed in smaller sports stadiums and other venues from July. The organisers of a Black Lives Matter protest fined, and New South Wales government announces a $27 million package for community sports organisations. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. National Cabinet has agreed to allow sports stadiums and entertainment venues with seating capacities of less than 40,000 to reopen to patrons in July. The venues will be restricted to selling ticketed seats equivalent to 25% of their capacity, with social distancing measures in place around bars and food outlets. The rule relaxation will also apply to ticketed and seated outdoor festivals. Funerals and churches and other gatherings will also be able to have more people as long as the 4 square metre rule is maintained. South Australia will lift all of its interstate border restrictions by the 20th of July. New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT are the only jurisdictions without any domestic border restrictions currently in place. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says the decision to lift the quarantine requirements for interstate visitors has been made possible by the significant improvements in coronavirus case numbers across the country.
We will be looking at some of the state borders with individual jurisdictions who are doing particularly well. We don't want to unnecessarily detain people for 2 weeks of isolation if they don't pose a health risk to us in South Australia. So we're just looking at some final legal advice with regards to that. We should be able to provide you with a further update next week. But all state borders will be removed by the 20th of July.
Meanwhile, Queensland Health Minister Stephen Miles says his state is still working on opening its borders by the 10th of July. Three organisers of last weekend's Black Lives Matter protest in Melbourne have been fined for breaching coronavirus restrictions. Victoria Police has confirmed it's handed fines of $1,652 each to three organisers of the protest, which was spearheaded by the warriors of the Aboriginal resistance. But it says it won't fine anyone else over the rally. Victorian authorities are warning that rallies planned for this weekend in support of refugees pose a significant risk to public health. The Refugee Action Collective plans to hold 8 small rallies across Melbourne on Saturday afternoon against the long-term detention of asylum seekers, including in hotel rooms. The group says it initially planned to host 2 protests, one at the Mantra Bell City Hotel in Preston, where some refugees are being held, and another at a detention centre in Broadmeadows, but were threatened with large fines from police. Despite a reduction in the size of the rallies, Health Minister Jenny Markakos says the protest organisers are putting other people's health at risk.
People have the right to express their political views unimpeded in this nation, but there are many ways to make your political views known, and having a mass gathering having a protest is irresponsible at this time, and I would urge all of those protest organisers to be thinking about other ways to make their views known.
The New South Wales government has announced a $27 million package for community sport organisations impacted by the pandemic. Payments of up to $1,000 will be available to 12,500 local sporting clubs and 95 state sporting organisations. Acting Sport Minister Jeff Lee says the funds will help clubs prepare for the resumption of community sport for all ages from July the 1st.
They haven't been able to fundraise, they haven't been able to have any competition, there's no registration fees. This will allow them to kickstart the 1st of July, whether they choose to spend it on equipment or their fixtures, their payments to the council, the payments to the grounds, but it's just an incentive to get going for those sporting organisations that haven't been able to raise any money over the last four months.
Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two, 18. Adelaide, showers and becoming windy, 17. Melbourne, a dry day with showers at night, 16 degrees. Hobart, mostly sunny, 16. Canberra, a late shower or two, 15. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Similar conditions in Sydney, 20. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 21. Brisbane, a shower or two, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.